Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen with eCity Stargate and Azure Wish Talk Radio. Lots been going on. Sorry about my appearances. I haven't had time to shave and can't find a brush. So we are winterizing the ranch, cutting firewood right down to the last minute, then jumped on a plane with one day to get my house back up and running, you know, so no water makes it difficult. Somehow the catchment tank's drained. Everything should be back on track in a couple of days, and I'll have this show set up properly. I'm missing a couple of lights and things, but we'll get that going together. But everything here is off grid, you know, with an abundance of avocados, mangoes, lychee, longan, papaya, etc. You know, and the problem is if you leave, you know, anything in the tropics, the jungle takes it back. So, you know, if you go away for a few 7 months or a few months or whatever, you come back, I mean, the jungle is going to eat your house, basically. But, you know, everything from mold to insects to vines to trees, you know, everything wants to reclaim the land. But, you know, that's at least it's alive here. That's what I like. It's not like the concrete jungle. Anyway, I haven't been up since 2 a.m. cleaning. And so, you know, just so I could get a bed and a shower. So you never appreciate those things until you don't have them. You know, I think if we continue with the DIMS policies, it's going to be a lot of people without food, housing, heat, and shelter, despite their claims to be for the people. You know, they're for the oligarchs. You know, basically people don't really know what socialism is or communism, but basically what you do is you take all the power and the money, and you put it in the hands of a few, and they dole it out depending on, you know, who they want to give it to, basically. And it's all good in the beginning. You know, you get all these freebies and everything. You go, hey, yeah, I don't have to work. You know, I get a check, I get this, I get that. But eventually that runs out, and then and the oligarchs that are controlling the money, you know, they don't want to pay for this anymore. So all of a sudden they go, well, yeah, it's great being in power and giving away everybody's money, you know, but we're not going to give away our money. And it's getting to be a problem. So then the genocide starts, especially if you give up your guns. But kind of seems like that's where they're trying to take us. So I was going to start that. This show was like, all right, can it get any more insane? But I believe we already asked that question on the last show, and it has got insane. A lot of you already heard about this. A new Trump assassin was arrested. He was in Ukraine as their poster boy, wrote a book about why Iran should assassinate Trump, made multiple donations to the Dems. There's pictures of surfacing him with a top DNC official. Maybe we can post that picture. And, you know, he has a Biden-Harris bumper sticker. And he mirrored the legacy media's extreme and violent attacks on Trump and MAGA, saying they're a threat to democracy and should be stopped at any cost. He's also a multiple felon with gun charges against him. Despite all this, he was not on the radar. Go figure, you know. I'm sure they're going to say, no, there was no social media stuff at all. Matter of fact, he was a MAGA Republican and we caught him with the Trump hat, you know. You know, it's basically that's where they're taking this. But anyway, the statements concerning both assassins appearing in BlackRock video can't be verified at this time, so it's best to wait on that one. But, you know, crooks, there's a lot of pictures with crooks with, you know, top BlackRock officials and very incriminating stuff there. But they're saying the new guy was in there too as well. But I think somebody spliced them together to make that statement. So, you know, we don't want to put out, you know, stuff that we don't know is verified yet. So we'll find out later. But anyway, after the inspired assassination attempts, CNN, ABC, MSNBC, don't waste a minute, continue with the same rhetoric. And this is TDS, a classic case of mental illness, you know, with a complete lack of decency or empathy. So all the Dems have as a platform is, I hate Trump. He's a threat to democracy and should be stopped at any cost. I mean, senators like Goldman are actually saying he needs to be eliminated. I mean, to me, that's a threat. You know, that's definitely a threat and a public threat, you know, so we'll see how that goes. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, they're the ones who've weaponized the agency and the media using lawfare to remove Any alternate choice for Americans? So, who's a threat to democracy? So, someone's radar is broken there. Top Russian officials are saying the latest assassin was on the Ukrainian payroll. So, that's kind of interesting. Some are saying Comrade Kamala is also on the same payroll, a staunch supporter of the already lost Ukrainian war, according to most generals with integrity. I mean, NATO threw everything they had at them and they just took it out and they're still taking it out. They really don't have anything left. So, we need to get over it and forget about the deception that, that Ukraine is winning and they're ahead and they strike a strategic blow and everything they've done is Russians were like 10 steps ahead of them. So, anyway, it's time to listen to the generals, that have integrity as to what's really going on. So many are calling for a completely independent investigation, understandingly, concerning what we've seen so far in both assassination attempts. The official stories are as believable as the Kennedy assassination and 911. I love that picture where the Twin Towers, and one of them is the image of a coyote going through the tower, and they said, well, it's as believable as the official story. But anyway, that brings us to DeSantis, and it looks like he's taking charge and taking names with transparency concerning all the details swept under the rug. So Republican Burchett believes CIA MK Ultra orchestrated the event. Wow, politicians actually speaking about the elephant in the room. That's good. So I wonder what inside information he knows. We don't know. But many congressmen, women, don't want to get politically incorrect here, get a black mark, are calling out the official stories as total bullshite, with a lot of holes in them. And it's far beyond incompetence. It's orchestrated. So it's also been uncovered that Hillary Clinton received $145 million from Russia. So why is she pointing the finger at Trump? And why is Trump's campaign being investigated for Russian collusion? I mean, this stuff is such a paradox, all of it. All of it is just like, it's the classic program. She recently was promoting censorship, removing anyone that disagrees with her New World Order handlers' agendas. So her next appearance is most likely going to be from Gitmo. I hear they're going to be pretty soon, they're going to be showing a lot of films of a lot of people that are no longer with us. We'll see where that goes. But anyway, it looks like the evidence is in. Allegedly, Kamala got the questions ahead of time in the ABC debate. She was wearing an earpiece, just like Biden in the last one. And the debate was not just 3-on-1, it was the entire network against Trump. So Kamala was a sorority sister and deeply entrenched with ABC staff who agreed ahead of time to fix the debate. I mean, the rules for the debate and what they agreed upon was she would never be censored. They'd only censor Trump. I mean, the whole thing was ridiculous. It was a hit piece, basically. And despite that, overwhelming odds, Trump clearly won based on facts and past performance. So the last 3.5 years have been economic, foreign policy, open border disaster, with the Harris-Biden situation there. And I know there was over 141, some people say 150 false statements made by Kamala that were never fact-checked. And all she had was slanderous false accusations against Trump, all of which she's done or doing. So everything she accused him of, she's done or doing. So she's playing out the classic Marxist agenda, accusing Trump of everything she and Biden are guilty of. So read the Marxist agenda. It says always accuse your opponents of what you yourself are doing. Put them on the defensive. And right away she comes out and she goes, he doesn't have a plan. He has no plan whatsoever. And she has no plan whatsoever. And everybody asks her, what's your plan? She tells some story about her child or whatever. She has no plan. You can expect 3.5 years of more of the same of what we've been getting. So anyway, she's free falling in the polls despite the fake polls, showing them neck and neck. Even Fox News is saying they're neck and neck. That's crap. There's no way they could be neck and neck. I mean, She's lost the black vote. She's lost the Hispanic vote. She's lost almost every vote. She's just, whoever's pushing this stuff is, I know there's probably a 70% minimum lead. It's probably more like 80 something right now. But if the polls were true, I like this one guy said, have you ever had somebody call you? You've been on, is there anybody here? Like there's thousands of people in there. Anybody here had a poll? Anybody call you up? Did you participate in a poll? And so I don't know who does these polls, but I've never heard anybody asking me to be in a poll. But anyway, I'd probably hang up on them anyway. I don't answer my phone to anybody I don't know. Sorry, folks, but that's just the way it is. And so leave a message and I'll get back to you. So the rallying point, the fake news is pushing the whole game they're pushing right now is fact checkers saying there were no ducks, geese, or cats killed and eaten in Springfield, Ohio. Now the internet is filled with firsthand accounts of ducks, geese, and cats killed and eaten by some of the 20,000 plus Haitian immigrants dumped on the small town of Springfield, Ohio. So it's an obvious and inevitable culture clash, basically. And anybody with a brain would have saw it coming. One woman was arrested for killing and eating a cat raw. And this is a police report with body cams. This isn't a rumor. I saw it. He said, if you believe what you see, but they said, sorry, lady, you're going to jail. Anyway, anybody that would kill and eat a cat raw is gonna go to jail. But anyway, she was arrested, again, and for eating a cat raw, for killing and eating a cat raw. So, and again, this is a report with body cams. So they have food stamps, paid housing, free medical, phones, and under government protection. And this is collapsing the public health and services for the town. The shelves are empty. The housing has skyrocketed. If there's any vacancies at all, an attempt to blame Trump and Vance for the problem, including threats to the mayor's office to divert the attention to what's happening there. Those threats were from outside the country. And again, proving more deception by the Dems and the lamestream press. It's unbelievable. Colorado is experiencing gang takeovers of hotels and apartments thanks to Kamala and company. And crime has risen 37%, according to the latest real figures, which Kamala claimed success for lowering the crime rate. So there's a reason for that. They used this data that was missing half the big cities and everything else. So they fudged on that one. So the unemployment rate, the homelessness, and inflation is skyrocketing. And all the time, Kamala is laughing and cackling and campaigning on joy. I don't think people are real happy when, they can barely buy food. And they can't afford gas and they can't afford a vacation, can't afford to go anywhere. It's like, I don't think it's a joyous experience. But anyway, a common denominator is officials and the lamestream media are denying any of this happening. All you have to do is hammer home, are you better off now than you were before? That's all you got to do is just keep bringing that up. Are you better off now than you were before? And eventually, if you repeat it enough, they might get it. They might figure it out. Who knows, So Taylor Swift, who's referred to as a spoiled billionaire, endorsed Kamala, And again, that's not really going to have an effect other than the Go Woke, Go Broke program. Most fans are saying she really should stay out of politics and has no compassion for the suffering or those less fortunate. Immediately she lost 150 million and falling in sales. Pretty soon, no one will be able to afford her merchandise or conferences. Her endorsement of Kamala's woke agenda is self-sabotaging. So, too bad she failed Economics 101. The endorsement of a woman who sings about all the bad choices she has made and failures in life seems to be appropriate to endorse Kamala, but anyway, it goes without saying. Governor Newsom, California, is making parodies illegal in California in violation against the First Amendment and the Constitution. And the problem is they're going viral and exposing the lies and deceptions of politicians. So can't have that. So, there's a couple here. If you want to post those, make sure these parodies go viral.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish my small town could be more like the urban slums of California? Why can't there be more trash and feces on the streets of this sleepy little town? Well, we've got the solution. DipShizzy. By voting to install DipShizzy, you can help every small town in America become more like the dumpster fire that are the cities of California. DipShizzy won't just destroy small towns either. It works wonders in the countryside too. By pushing socialist economic policies, DipShizzy can rapidly create inflation, making everything more expensive. Ask yourself if DipShizzy is right for you and your community. Because why settle for the good life when you can have a California dumpster fire?
DipShizzy is not intended to treat, prevent, or cure any disease. In fact, DipShizzy will probably make your life much worse. Side effects of DipShizzy include overdrawn bank accounts, illegal immigration, and communist-style government. Consult with your father before starting DipShizzy. Do not start DipShizzy if you enjoy the First or Second Amendment. If you're a dude who likes to wear thongs, DipShizzy may be right for you.
I, Kamala Harris, and your Democrat candidate for president because Joe Biden finally exposed his senility at the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Another trick is trying to sound black. I pretend to celebrate Kwanzaa, and in my speeches, I always do my best Barack Obama impression.
So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
And okay, look, maybe my work addressing the root causes of the border crisis were catastrophic, but my knowledge of international politics is truly shocking.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
And just remember, when voting this November, it is important to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And by what has been, I mean Joe Biden. Do you think the country went to sh over the past 4 years? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Gillette.
Yeah, man, people are getting sick of being lied to. Watch.
I don't understand how people say that Biden and Harris have not accomplished anything within the past 4 years. Yes, they have. They've allowed 15 million illegals into this country. Like, that's a lot of work, guys.
We don't need to build a wall. This is a crisis of his own making.
There's been a historic inflation crisis. Record high gas prices in all 50 states. Like, that's huge. Record consumer debt.
All that, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, that is called Bidenomics.
They've released terrorists into this country. There's been the Ukraine-Russian war and Israel-Hamas war. And violent crime skyrocketing. Like, they've accomplished a lot. I literally don't understand.
Can I get a witness?
You know, it's typical when they try to clamp down on these things and suppress it. You know, it's like a pressure cooker. It gets stronger and stronger, and pretty soon the lid blows off and it all blows up in their face. But that's what they're doing. Here again, NATO just suffered a major loss in Ukraine. Their training centers, missile defense platforms, tanks, cannons, troop carriers, etc., are all systematically being destroyed. The war is over with heavy Ukrainian losses on every front. Despite the lies and deceptions of the lamestream media, a full surrender is coming. Zelensky is packing up his billions along with other top officials, retreating to their mansions and yachts in other countries, all courtesy of the American taxpayers. I should say duped Americans. But it looks like the Ukrainian courts have a lot of questions for Zelensky, and the military is revolting right now. They're looking for any way out of the senseless slaughter. They're just saying, I'm not going in. You know, this is senseless. This decision making is total fail on every level. So anyway, they're just looking for a way out, basically. And the Russians are providing that. They're treating them very nice, you know, as long as they give up their weapons. You know, I feel sad for a lot of Ukrainian soldiers, because a lot of them didn't sign up for this. A lot of them were just grabbed off the streets and thrown into the war. And they didn't agree with any of it, but you don't have a choice. And if they try to retreat, they get shot by the Ukrainians, you know, the Azov battalion, which are Nazis, you know. So anyway, speaking of Nazis, in Canada, Justin Castro will no longer have a vote of confidence, ending a long communistic and tyrannical reign. You know, a 13-year-old girl just died of a drug overdose after being provided with needles and a video on how to inject herself, you know, with whatever drugs that she could get her hands on. Those are probably free too. I don't know. It's all paid for by the government. Yeah, and you wonder how many have been killed due to mandatory vaccines, puberty blockers, and sex changes, followed with extremely high suicides. You know, stealing the trucker's money was like the last straw, and definitely wasn't a bonus to his campaign. So again, the people are rising up in Canada. This is happening. This is a global thing. Everybody's rising up. Brazil, same thing. You know, they're tired. They're trying to ban X in Brazil. Good luck with that. That's not going to work out too well. So, and this next part is, this is for all those who are still suffering from cognitive dissonance, are critically thinking, integrally and morally impaired. Why do the deep state, the corporate lamestream media and social media, billionaire eugenicists all want Trump character assassinated or dead? I mean, seriously, reason this. You know, why do these people, you know, we're talking some pretty genocidal maniacs here, and they all want Trump gone. You know, think about this. And it's pretty obvious. It's because he's not in the club. He's for the people and returning power back to the people, restoring their freedom. You know, he's not Hitler. He does not want power over other people. He wants people to be free, live an abundant, joyous life, and something he created, and he'd like to see everybody have a similar experience. I mean, you don't have to be a billionaire, but, you know, when you have a very abundant civilization, everything goes down. Poverty goes down. Crime goes down. You know, people have time to be creative. You know, everything prospers. And that's basically the opposite with you know who. And so anyway, when a billionaire goes into politics and loses money and gives his salary to charity, the politicians who became billionaires after entering office hate him. You know, they hate him because he's a mirror, you know, to their corruption, you know, basically. So this is base logic 101, something that totally evades the socially engineered woke, determined to be enslaved, kept sick, poor, stupid, and divided, you know. So, and you know, this is going to sound judgmental, but do you know how stupid this looks to anybody with half a brain, basically? Do you know what a Kamala Walsh bumper sticker or sign really says? You know, it says, I'm ignorant, you know, a masochist, I hate freedom, I love division and want 4 more years of social, economic, and environmental collapse. That's what you're saying. And I found it ironic, you know, when I got off the plane on my way home, there's a car upside down that went off a cliff. And, you know, it had a Harris bumper sticker, Harris Biden bumper sticker. And so anyway, I don't know if that's prophetic or some kind of a sign, who knows, but I thought it was interesting. But anyway, then there's the Green New Deal, giving all the green to the very people destroying and polluting the environment. So just a heads up, I've talked about this before. There's a polar bear population explosion. The raw data shows the planet is cooling. Islands are growing bigger. The Earth is expanding with more islands rising up from the ocean. You know, climate change has almost zero to do with CO2 created by humans. And ask, get the real physics on that, or the real science. You'll find out that I think it was like 3% of the planet is CO2, and humans create 0.03% of that. It's like minimal. And it's not even, it's just crazy. So anyway, Plymouth Rock is still above the water, same level when the pilgrims set foot on it. All the planets in our solar system are going through climate change due to changes with the sun and other cosmic events. Newsflash, there's no gas-guzzling SUVs on the moon, Mars, or other planets. It's because they're using fuelless energy and they encounter gravity, and some of you'll get what I just said, but anyway, we've been going back and forth too with anti-countergravity since the late 60s. So thanks Space Force on that one. So people don't put, they talk about Space Force, and you've got all these people like Corey Good, all these whistleblowers out there talking about, Space Force and how we've, there's a conglomerate of people in space. They've been there forever. So if this is true, and I know it is basically, why are we sending up rockets, these giant firecrackers, and why are we leaving people on space stations and saying, oh, we can't, we have to send up a rocket to get them? This is all window dressing. I mean, come on, we could send a ship up there, hook up, and worst case scenario, put on a spacesuit and go hop out and jump on another ship, basically. So come on, this is ridiculous. This is the poser disclosure program going on. So recently, a large 6.4 and 6.5 earthquake hit off the coast of Canada, followed by a 6.4 off the Mariana Islands. An X-class flare grazed the Earth, creating an aurora borealis effect Monday, with major coronal hole facing the Earth. So if more solar flares hit the Earth, remember the formula. Solar flares equals social, economic, and physical Earth changes, severe weather, an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. So buckle up. The climate is changing. It just has little or nothing to do with humanity's involvement. And we have that La Niña thing coming up. So there's going to be a lot more rain, a lot more water, less frigid temperatures. So, kind of prepare for that. In an attempt to avoid World War III, high-level officials and military white hats are having meetings with China and Russia behind the scenes due to the fact that Biden is nowhere to be found and Kamala is incapable of dealing with any foreign affairs, basically. The entire administration is also incompetent, and leaders refuse to meet with them, and some of which are telling Blinken and company to go home. They said stop having their people killed in these senseless profit wars. They're done with it. So high-level people from countries all around the world are saying we're done. And that's part of the evolution that we're going through. I'll talk more about that later. But and it also looks like UFOs are still appearing around the world with amazing footage, including Russia and the Pentagon. And they're also hovering over major aircraft carriers and bases and everything. So there's a lot of activity. They're really making themselves known. So when American politicians push for nuclear war, Putin said, we'll see what the extraterrestrials will say about that. So he knows what's going on. So there's a Federation of Worlds aligned with Space Force, which is multinational, basically. So good luck with World War III. Actually, good luck launching anything with a nuclear warhead on it. So it's all being monitored. Also, Peter Slattery with Jaya Sanctuary and Affiliate, he said he's also having amazing events with eyewitnesses, photos, videos, some of the best UFO footage ever filmed. So this is the real deal. This isn't CGI or anything else on so far on the planet. I think there's two people I know of that are really coming up with the footage, and it's their own footage. It's their own contacts. So check them out. Anyway, just Google Jaya Sanctuary or eSETI Australia, and it'll come up. So anyway, it's going to get really crazy here. So on every level, so buckle up. The days of tyranny are coming to a close, and draconian law is soon to be replaced with universal law, some refer to as JASAR, and it's global and it's coming to your neighborhood. So the last thing I want to talk about is the energy shifts. There is I just noticed that my clocks were all not working. Wait a second. This one started working again. Wow. Okay, so we got plenty of time left. That is so strange. It stopped working, was off, and now it's telling the right time. It's like a little hand went over there and charged the batteries and moved the clock. Anyway, so I turned my phone back on. So if you hear some clicks and beeps, it's because of that, but anyway, so the energy shifts that are going on. A lot of the conversations I've been talking with Siobhan, who's this, oh God, he's a Pleiadian warrior that's likened to Superman, basically. This isn't a Marvel comic, I met him firsthand. I had to tell him, turn your energy down, guy. Intense energy. And he said, these guys are coming in, and the big guns are coming in right now to clean out, things. There's things we're up against. This is a multidimensional war, and there's some very nasty players out there. And we're dealing with more than just physical beings. These are non-physical beings as well. So a lot of these guys are coming in and doing the heavy lifting and cleaning this other stuff out, and helping the white hats and the other people get going. But the Orion Council of Light's very involved in that. They went through the Orion Wars with the Orion Alliance, and were victorious, and now they're coming here, and they're humanoid. They're not the grays or the reptilians. A lot of people think the Orion system is all bad and all reptilians. No, I mean, there's a lot of wars went on there, but that's being cleaned up. But now they're coming here to help the Earth. You've got the again, you've got the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Andromedans, Arcturians, Sirians. The feline beings are really coming in strong. They were the protectors of the gods in ancient times, and they actually were protectors of the Anunnaki, which fell, the ancient Lyrians. So they fell and got into turf wars, and went through some great wars and some pole shifts, and everybody had to start over again. Same as Atlantis and Lemuria, it's a reoccurring pattern. But this time, I think the light hearts are going to make it. Are rising. The people are rising up, and they're not going to go the way. Like, one group wants to control and dominate everything, and they want power over everything and everyone. And they want to use their technology to overpower others, to spy on others, and all this. That's where they want to go. They want to censor everybody. That, and guess who that group's aligned with? But there's another group out there that wants to empower the individual. And the earth is being reset so humanity and nature both can reach their highest potential in evolution. So we got hijacked and now it's being reset. So we had the same thing happen back in the days of the Anunnaki and the days of Atlantis and Lemuria and the Great Wars there and the pole shifts. And now we're coming up on the same epoch right now. So we have a choice. Are we going to go the way of the tyrants? Are we going to sell our souls and join the tyrants? Or are we going to align with the light, with universal law? And universal law is pretty much the same as JASAR, or it was NASARA, and now JASAR is global. And so that's coming in, and it's backed by all these beings. And so it's a multidimensional events going all the way back to the creator. And it's like the creator itself has said, we're going to the next level. Kicked on the ascension process, and everybody's having an experience with this. So, a lot of people say this is woo-woo. It's not woo-woo. You can measure it. Schumann resonance is off the scale. The solar activity is off the scale. People's bioelectric fields are amping up right now, and everything of a lower frequency and any darkness or stuckness in the body is being amplified so it can heal. And it's creating a lot of challenges. So we're having mental and emotional challenges. We're having physical challenges. We're having flu-like symptoms. We're having all kinds of challenges with this shift going on. And the good news is, though, those who are not frequency specific, those who are not ascending, those who are choosing to take the downward spiral, they want to control and dominate and overpower everyone and everything. They're not going to make it. They're not going to make it through this shift. And nobody can stop this shift. It's massive that what's coming in. So we just did a video. It's called The Message, and check it out. We'll put a link at the bottom of the show, but definitely hit that The Message and see it. It's number get part one and part two. And it covers a lot of this. There's more to the story, and we're hoping to get funds together through PayPal to do a full documentary and a movie. So unfortunately, these things are, although we have a lot of people volunteering, these things are not cheap. And we're talking paying for CGI and all kinds of stuff. Although we have the real footage, but some of the story, especially in the movie, will have to be CGI. But we have actually photographs and video of the beings and the ships and everything. So we'll probably put that in there too as well. I'd like to combine both of them, but anyway, that's where we're going. It's already out right now. So if you can go to YouTube, go to eCity Stargate on Rumble or YouTube, it's there. And you can go to eCity.org, it's there as well. So check it out. It's a very powerful message. It came out really well. But anyway, on that note, I'm gonna go ahead and sign off. We've got a lot of stuff to put up after the show. And again, all I can say is keep an open mind, a loving heart, pure intent, and meditate on impeccable integrity and universal law. Because if we don't, if you step out of universal law, you create karma, action, reaction. It's very simple. Do unto others as you'd like them to do unto you. Be loving and kind and be of service. It's not rocket science. It's not complicated. And that's what we need to do to get through these shifts, basically. And the tyrants are going to be amplified. They're going to go nuts, and they're going to implode. And so kind of step out of the way and watch them go, because we all have to do our part. We have to set boundaries and do what we're guided to do, from the heart, basically. So again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and you'll get through these times. And on that note, have a great evening, and I promise you, next show, I'll have a shave and a comb and a brush. And actually, I did get a shower. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night. Thank you. We have a saying at ESETI, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. It's very important right now to clear any unseen negative influences because they affect us. There can be a lot of sickness, a lot of accidents, a lot of sadness, emotional outbursts. You have bad thoughts going into your head and things like that. Well, these unseen negative influences can affect your mental and emotional bodies, and a lot of people don't even know why they are upset and what's going on. So it's kind of like epidemic right now through this process, this awakening healing process we're going through. And so we have a little prayer we use to remove all unseen negative influences. And it's important to do, you know, do it with your children, do it with your home, your family, your business. It doesn't manipulate anything. All it does is clear out any unseen negative influences. And you just pray that everything works out in the highest and best good. And here's the prayer. We welcome all entities in love and light. We speak to you from the Lord God of our being, telling you all you're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love. And we ask the beautiful many to take you to your perfect place. Go in peace.